Here with me today is a fine American, well known to you all. You have seen him countless times on the screen. He will tell you just what your support means to the victims of infantile paralysis. And I know you'll be glad to hear now from Clark Gable. Mr. Gable.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor. While you were talking, I couldn't help thinking. Thinking how lucky every one of us is. Because the story of what the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis is doing at Hickory, North Carolina, stands out as one of the greatest achievements of this century. I think that one of the most gratifying things about what takes place at Hickory is the certainty that everyone receives all possible medical aid. Rationing is unheard of there, for the simple reason that infantile paralysis is no respecter of person or station. It strikes at a boy in a 40-room mansion just as quickly as a boy who lives in a trailer camp. Yes, that to me is the real miracle at Hickory, because it reveals the common humanity that makes America, America. Infantile paralysis is a costly disease. Costly from a standpoint of the immense amount of research still necessary. Costly from a standpoint of time itself. Costly in its effect upon the human body, leaving it maimed and crippled. Costly in its effect upon human courage. The work of the National Foundation is made possible by you, Mr. and Mrs. America. And that is why this task of supplying medical aid and care is regardless of age, race, creed, or color. Those dimes and dollars which you drop into the collection boxes of the annual March of Dimes are a great home front army, uniting their forces for good against evil. They make possible the 24-hour-a-day work of the Foundation towards solving this medical riddle. And that's exactly what it is. We know the criminal. We know where he does his work. But in between those two answers lie a multitude of questions. The questions asked by mothers as they peer over the shoulders of hard-working scientists. Mothers who are anxious, yes, but hopeful too, as they watch the slow, painstaking progress these men are making. I think that all of us will agree that the children of this nation have a right to grow to manhood and womanhood without the menace of infantile paralysis. The Foundation has made tremendous strides towards this freedom, but it can continue these strides only with your help. Your contribution means more than mere financial aid. It implies faith and confidence in a great crusade against that crippler of America's children. My friends, this is your fight. So provide the arms for the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to continue fighting. Its most effective weapon is your dime and your dollar. Join the March of Dimes today.
For the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Clark Gable and Basil O'Connor, president of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, speaking in behalf of the March of Dimes. Give. Send your contribution to President Roosevelt at the White House. This is John W. Vandercook reminding you again to join the March of Dimes.